It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
Look, there's a coming this way.
Great blue heron, isn't it?
People like to liken them to pterodactyls because they have such a huge bill and big lumbering wings.
And a really slow flight.
Yeah.
And that one was low to the ground. I seldom see them flying quite that low. We're standing around a big lake, and we don't know if that lake has a name. I just think of it as a big lake below the White Rocks Formation.
We came looking for teal, which are small ducks, smaller than mallards. I'm not seeing any at the moment, but they are often very hidden amongst the edges of the pond.
If you see all three species of teal that we have here in Boulder, the cinnamon teal, the green-winged teal, and the blue-winged teal. It's called a teal trifecta. The cinnamon teal is one of the prettiest ducks. It's a bright, bright russet color with a red eye, and so it's unmistakable. The blue-winged teal does not actually have a blue wing. It's a blue patch on the wing called a speculum that gave it its name. And the bird overall is just sort of a speckledy, buffy gray. Then on the face, it has a white crescent. And then the third teal is the green-winged teal. Again, it does not have a green wing. It just has a green speculum on the wing. And the speculum is a patch of color that all ducks have. And the green-winged teal also has a beautiful green streak on the face that I particularly like, and is one of the first ones that you see in the spring.
There are some green-winged teal in the distant part of the pond. They love to forage in the edges of the water along a shoal or a sandbar. They have tiny comb-like projections in their bill that filter out water and catch little tiny invertebrates in their beak, and that's what they're consuming.
Oh, and there's the yellowlegs. The yellowlegs is a shorebird that's bluish-gray with yellow legs. Oh, and what, I think there's a long-billed dowitcher,
I'm seeing
too.
The dowitcher, yeah. A long-billed dowitcher is another type of shorebird. Shorebirds are characterized by long bills and long legs for probing into mud. And dowitcher is this unique name because people might have thought it reminded them of somebody dowitching for water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a very long-billed shorebird. Shorebirds include things like sandpipers and plovers and curlews, birds that spend their lifetime in the prairie and tundra in the summers and then go to the beach where you might see them on a winter vacation along the Gulf Coast or Florida.
I was just looking at the dowitcher. It just looks funny when it goes up and down like a mechanical toy as it probes in the mud. We haven't seen the cinnamon, though. At Walden and Sawhill, just last week I saw the teal trifecta, the cinnamon teal, the green-winged teal, and the blue-winged teal, and they were all over at some of the ponds at Walden.
I'm hearing some teal. They're close. There it is. It's a blue-winged teal right on the shoreline. I'm going to get my binoculars on it. Oh, wow, it's gorgeous.
It really stands out even without the binos.
Bravest blue-winged teal I've ever seen. They usually don't do well with people nearby. They're very shy ducks. So it has this light peeping noise.
Peep, 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 peep.
It's foraging in these little cattails right on the edge of the pond.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.